Hello, this is Yabo at CoachyYabo.com. Have you ever been to Cold Stone Creamery? It's an ice cream chain, and they make the ice cream. Well, they pre-make, the basic flavors. And then on a cold stone, you can see the ice frost on this particular stone. They now take your ice cream, and they mash it up, and they throw in there what you want on it. So I had apple pie a la Cold Stone, and they put in the cinnamon, and they put in the crumbles, and they put in whole pieces of apple pie, and then they mash it up together and they put it in a waffle cone. Well, I'm not a big ice cream eater. I may eat ice cream once or twice in the summer every year, and I was away at the beach with friends and family, and we went out for ice cream, and this was my first time seeing this process of making ice cream. And the attendants were extremely happy and bubbly, and every time someone put a tip in the tip jar, they would sing some sort of song regarding thanking them for the tips, and they'd use Old MacDonald's song and the Addams Family song, and they'd twist the words around. And the whole time I was standing in line, because of the way they make the ice cream, standing in line for quite some time, and I was so fascinated with this entire process that I was wondering why I hadn't heard about it before and why there were not more people, even though the line was long and out the door. And to the followers of Cold Stone Creamery, they have a cult following. So what I want you to do today is observe the businesses around you and what they're doing to create a cult following, because that's leadership. When businesses hit on a nerve, on a chord with people, that makes people respond with loyalty, with accolade, then it's important to look at such businesses and try and figure out what they're doing right. For me, I don't know. Maybe they make ice cream like this in other parts of the country. I had never seen it. I'm more familiar with Brewster's, or maybe a container of Häagen-Dazs ice cream from the store. But I tend to eat sorbet most of the time. I'm not into commercial ice cream, but I just thought this was so fascinating, and it had me thinking, what can I do in my business that would be totally different than what everybody else is doing, but is a perfect fit for me and yet meets the needs of a certain segment of the community? Isn't that what business is all about? Isn't that what a successful business is all about? So go out today and look for that genius business. And I want to leave you with a quote today. The quote says, "Talent hits a target no one else can hit. Genius hits a target no one else can see." And author Schopenhauer made this statement. So I want you to ask yourself, what is the target that you see that no one else can see with your business? Enjoy. You can find me at coach@coachyabo.com. Bye-bye.